Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our next guest is a Grammy Award-winning artist and longtime friend of the show whose powerful vocals have made her one of the most recognizable singers in rock and roll. Her name is Lizzie Hale. The band is Hailstorm. Their amazing new album, Back from the Dead, is out now, and on July 10th, you can see them live on stage at Starlight Theater. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Hailstorm lead vocalist, Lizzie Hale.
Miss Lizzie Hale. Good morning, young lady.
Yo, how you doing, bud?
You're good. Listen, first of all, I apologize because you're out on the road and I know you played last night.
Oh, it's all good, man. You know me. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm here for all of you. I mean, like, this is just awesome. I'm so on top of the world right now. It's just amazing just getting all this feedback. And thank you so much for all the, just all the spins on the tunes and just all the amazing feedback. I mean, it's been crazy out here just on the road. I mean, the feedback has been awesome from the crowd. So thanks for having me, man.
Babe, I'm telling you, I was like everybody during the shutdown. We were all worried. We're worried about what's going to happen with each other. What's going to happen as individuals? What happens to your professional career? You know, you can't tour. Your crew can't go out, can't pay their rent. Like, you know, what music comes out of this? This frustration. This isn't a happy time. Nobody looks back and goes, oh, the good old days of not being able to go to work, of not being able to play. and man, you can hear it in the, you know, that the truth of Hailstorm always shows through. I mean, this is, if people wonder if you're making up stories or if you're telling your story, it's very clear on this record.
Oh, pain makes great art, man.
Yeah.
That's how that works. No, it's been fun, man. It's crazy though. This is the first time I think in my life where, like, when we were trying to literally just recreate that space for ourselves, because that was the only weapon in our arsenal to use. I was in my head. I'm predicting these moments that possibly could happen if we ever get back on tour. And now I'm on tour, and I'm like, I was right. These are all the moments that we're gonna have.
Yes.
So it's been pretty crazy. I mean, can I just like sidestep for 1 second?
Yeah.
The intro. Look, I've been coming on this show since the beginning, and the fact that there are so many songs for you guys to cram into that intro is hilarious. No, it just makes my heart so happy because I mean. You know, you just, I mean, I'm still at that point in my life where it's like, I think back to like when I was a teenager and being like, man, do you think, you know, well, like, there are so many amazing bands that never even get, you know, one or two songs out there that they're known
right.
for. And so the fact that like we're here and you poor guys are trying to cram all the songs is hilarious to me. And I don't know. It just makes my heart happy. So I love you guys.
We love you. Another side note. I'm going down the rabbit hole the other day because I was looking at the new record and I was just going over stuff and looking at the news and just getting ready to talk to you. And I came across this. It's an older video talking about bullies, but I didn't realize when you were 13, you formed your first band, that you had a set of friends, like two or three girls that just stopped being your friend. Just stopped because of that.
They just did. And, you know, I didn't understand it at the time. I do now. But it's interesting because now all of those little spots, you know, that I thought were so devastating when I was a kid, or all of those little areas that made me super different, you know, when I first discovered my weird, you know,
right.
all of those, you know, parts of me have now become part of my mission statement and part of my superpower. So I'm really
sure.
I'm very, very happy to be passing that torch along, you know, and I've been talking a little bit about that on stage on this tour, you know, because we've been divvying a couple songs that literally just talk about that. And so it's just it's a beautiful thing to turn those weird, you know, dark spots into that bright light, you know.
Well, that's the message, because it's all true. It is devastating when you're 13 years old to lose a friend or be made fun of or be told you're not cool or whatever it is. But that is the fuel that if you remember and you take it to heart, it'll drive you through life in a much better direction. And, you know, the message, I think the most important message any kid could hear is, yeah, it's cool to be different. You're fine. I know it sucks. I'm not going to tell you it doesn't suck, but it's not forever. You're not going to be stuck in this geographic prison because this is where you grew up. This is where your house is. This is, you're going to turn 18 and you're going to go and you're going to find your tribe and it's going to be okay. And it's true,
yep.
Man, the strongest steel was forged in the hottest fire.
Oh man, that is, it's so true. You know, my dad did something similar to me, you know, when I was a kid and going through that. It's like, I remember being like, you know, young and being like, whatever, dad, you know,
yeah, of course.
I'm never going to find friends, whatever. And you know, he was right. Cause he said that to me early on. He's like, no, it's good that you're different. It's good that you like the music you do. It's good that you dress the way you do. And I was very lucky to have, you know, parents that were very supportive of that. I think my dad actually was just thrilled I didn't want to be a doctor or a lawyer. That's really what his MO was, because he knows nothing about that. But he's like, good, you're weird like me. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dad. And then now, like, he and I have these, like, beautiful, like, conversations about those times and about what that ends up, you know, if you end up owning that and almost doubling down. Like, that's where I feel like I ended up doing, whereas, you know, okay, well, this is what I am and this is what I can do. So let me just go take this to 11.
Yeah.
And yeah, that, I mean, that got me like isolated for a long period of time, but yeah, I found my tribe. I found my weird people. And now I'm out here and I'm able to like look into this crowd of all these young women and all these young boys that are, you know, literally going through that right now. And it's beautiful to be able to have the last word and write about it.
Of course it is. No, because listen, you give them hope without being corny, without being preachy, without being condescending. They go, they love the music, they love the rock show, and they realize, oh, it probably is going to be okay. This is righteous. This isn't bad. What we're doing isn't bad. It's fantastic. And it's necessary, man. We find it along the way. Like, you remember everybody who puts their hand on your back when you're just not 100% sure. You're not, you know, nobody. Everybody's insecure, right? And we're super insecure when we're young. What was the story? Like, you guys are a young band, and was it the guys in Seven Dust that grabbed your tape and put it on before their show?
Yeah, it was, man. I mean, this was before we were signed anything. We had met them in passing. And then, look, I was aggressive teenager at that point. I wouldn't do this now. like even on these festivals, it's like I have a hard time justifying, like, I'm not going to knock on somebody's butt. Although I probably will at Rockville coming up. Yeah. You never know. But because I haven't seen everybody in a while. But yeah, we went, they were playing at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania years and years and years ago. And we all knocked at the bus. It was myself, my little brother, and Joe, and they let us in, and we gave them our like demo tape. And then, you know, we were all awkward on the bus. They were like, offered us waters. We were like, no, we're fine. You know, we'll sit here awkwardly on a bus. We'd never been on a tour bus before. And then we went to the venue, and right before they went on, they played one of our songs off of our demo tape. And I remember, like, I just recently, you know, over the past couple of years, talked to Morgan, you know, and LaJean about this, about how important that was to us. Because we were like, well, if one of our favorite bands thinks we're cool enough, you know, to play one of our songs before they go on through the PA system at the show, maybe we got something cool. I don't know. So it's just, that meant a lot to us. Yeah. They're amazing, amazing dudes.
I can remember everyone who put their hand on my back growing up as a young adult, whatever it was, not even just radio or this industry, just on every aspect, everyone who went steady, you got it. You just need little wins in life, right? To get to the big win.
Yep.
And to that point, so I'm going through the lyrics on the record, and of course the radio singles Back from the Dead and Steeple are fantastic. And then I love the other stuff as well. I like to dig deep in the album. I'm going through the lyrics on Bombshell, and I'm like, dude, this is straight 21. This is back when if you cared, you gave your opinion. You didn't have to yell at anybody. Not you. I'm not speaking of you specifically, but in life. There was so much divisive discussion and political discussion and human discussion and COVID and everything. And everybody on this planet was suffering. But God forbid, you know, a musician speak up and say this, or this. Because you suddenly get to be a good girl, play along, wear your short skirt, sing your song. And I heard you open that song, and I was like, "Oh, here it comes!" I'm proud for you. You know, I'm like, yes, because there was a lot of people that, you know, they don't court any controversy, and they don't want it, and they're afraid to even speak their truth. And in the end of this life, you have got to know that you always spoke your truth, right or wrong. And I've been wrong a million times, and you also got to be able to call that. But speak the truth, man. Speak your truth. You don't, and that's all you've ever done.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and look, I don't define myself, you know, as in any political situation, there's so many people that do, and they define their personality through their political party. And I'm just so sick of it. You know, like when did we get away from the fundamental
human
truths? Like, whereas, hey, be kind to each other.
Right.
I remember that kind of sparking that song because it wasn't even something that I had put out that was on one side or the other. It was literally that line, be kind to each other. Let's look out for one another. And then I would get all this hate, be like, well, I guess I know who you voted for. I'm like, well,
no, you don't.
I know who you voted for.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, you know? When did human become political? You're like, hey, man, I'm just talking being human to each other. Try to be decent.
Be decent to each other. But it's like, but that's what it's become. And look, if everyone else in this world can have their opinion about how they want to live their life, so can I, because I'm still
human. Of course
you can. I just have a different job. That's all.
But the lyrics are so great, man. We don't like it when you speak up, bite your tongue, give it up. I was going through that, and because I remember texting back and forth, you know, because I saw you taking heat, and I was like, Jan, you're great. I'm just proud for you. And I remember thinking, there's a song that's coming, and here it is, Bombshell.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I kind of always have the last word because I can write a song about it. So
yeah, well, listen, I just immediately start picturing things in your head, you know, and you'll go through Bombshell, that song, and I'm like, oh, I can already see the shirt, the slightly serious, like overly serious, like face on Lizzie Hale, and just says calm as a bomb underneath it, you know.
That's a great idea, yeah.
Dude. That's because that is
oh,
you.
That's awesome.
Because, you know, that's what they say. Girl, behave. Know your place. Paint that smile upon your face. And I'm just telling you, that's that calm as a bomb. You're going to get it. You're going to get all of it in a moment. And that leads us into Psycho Crazy. I was like, oh, this is fantastic.
It's so funny. Psycho Crazy, when my dad heard the record for the first time, my dad's like, I love Psycho Crazy. Story of my life. I'm like, are you okay? Yeah, I guess.
But isn't it the story of all of our lives of like, you know, keep on calling me crazy, keep on telling me to straighten up, and I'll show you, I'll give you war if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, well, it's funny how you can be, I mean, and you know how this is, where it's like you can, you know, put yourself out there in a certain way or be passionate about something in a certain way, and people are going to call you nuts for it. I'm like, dude, you haven't even seen my nuts.
Exactly.
Crazy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't even know.
Nothing yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to go there?
You ought to hear the things I don't say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's
I appreciate it, man.
And Terrible. And by the way, if you guys don't release Terrible as a single, it doesn't win award after award, there's no justice for music in this world, period. It summed it all up for me, of the entire feeling, man. I think it's the most universal shutdown song I've heard yet.
Oh, thank you, man. You know, it's funny about that song. That started out as I Am Terrible Things, and it was a little disparaging on, you know, some of the things that I was dealing with myself. And then I had just gotten through, what was the one before that? I just gotten through, I think it was my redemption or one of these things. And I'm like, you know what? I've dealt with those issues. I don't have to write about this again. And then it just kind of, you know, we're just basically rewrote the entire thing as this view of the world and just trying to maintain that faith in humanity because everything is so screwy. And how do I combat that? Well, I can't. I can't combat that except to write about it. And I love that song so much, and I can't wait to play it out live. But I also, it's like I feel like probably one of the more adult songs that I've written because it just kind of needed to have happen. So, yeah, and I appreciate that, man. You're awesome.
No, that the line, we carry hatred like a Bible, it was like, dong. You're like, oh.
We do.
We absolutely do, man.
It's become an addiction for most people, and it's almost like they can't be human without hating people and without, you know, what I'm sick of, Johnny, is all this petty stuff.
Yes.
Like everything, we are paying so much attention to the things that don't actually matter, you know, and there's so much passion for the things that don't actually matter. We got to let go of that. We have to let go of that or because I have to, I mean, the song is true. Like I have to believe
yes.
that we can evolve and we can take some steps forward instead of some steps backward, you know, as a human race, because if I can't believe that and I can't like, you know, this is part of my, you know, when we were writing that song, it's like, this is part of me just trying to make sure that I maintain that faith, because if I can't, man, what the hell am I doing it for? So
I can't tell you how much I agree with that, Lizzie. Like if you can't believe that good guys can win, if you can't believe that, you know, hardship will lead to triumph, that it's not always, you know, it's not always the giant monster corporations or the governments or the bigger people that always win the fight, that you got to believe, you know, we all need to see good guys win. When they stop, like, you're right. How do I even wake up and feel good about anything I'm going to do today?
You know, it's kind of like what you were saying before, too. It's a bunch of small wins.
Yep.
It's not these big wins that we're, like, vying for. It's the tiny ones. You know,
yes.
It's like I'm trying to make it happen every day. You, like, make somebody smile. You make somebody's day. You compliment somebody on their crazy shoes or
yep.
something. You know, like, it takes nothing for human beings to do that, but it goes a long way. And like, look, are we going to change the world with that small moment? Maybe not in that moment, but a bunch of tiny wins equal
yeah.
a big win in the end, you know?
I subscribe to it. And listen, you carry this everywhere you go. If you're just joining the show, Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, the new album, Back from the Dead, go get it immediately. They're going to be here in July. But you're getting ready to go. And this, by the way, I was looking at Rockville. And you're right, you are going to go you're going to go knock on some bus doors and say hi. I was like, God damn, I'm looking at this. You know, everybody from Kiss to GNR. I mean, I'm like, holy hell. And
I
you,
know.
You're playing with the Pumpkins and Nine Inch Nails and the Struts, and you go on right before Jane's Addiction.
I know. I can't even. I mean, man, if you had told my teenage self this is the lineup I'm going
right?
to be on, I mean, man, she wouldn't have believed you. But it's going to be such a great show. This is really breaking us into festival season. This is our first festival, you know, since releasing the album, so it's going to be on fire. It's
going to
be amazing.
Oh, it's gonna. I cannot wait for this. By the way, Radke, if you get a chance to see him earlier in the day before you guys go on, they're from St. Joe. It's three brothers from up there. Radke's fantastically fun. Like, what a great band. Great. And they're from literally 50 miles from here.
Their dad's their manager, too.
Yeah, their dad's their manager, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, nice. Well, let's talk about it.
And
drove them around.
Scott, Ian, and Pearl have got Motor Sister on the road that day.
Oh, that's cool. No, I've heard of both of these guys, so I'm very excited to be witnessing some new young, fresh rock right now. You know, it's been a second since I've seen anybody. It's been a second since I've been inspired by a young band that's hungry and ready to go. So I'm definitely going to park myself in front of both of those.
Will you get in the day before? Or will you be able to see any of the other days? Or are you going to be working all the way up?
We're gonna be working, but I'm pretty sure we're gonna be in there the day before. So we're gonna be at
GNR.
Moving around.
You get to see GNR.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm so proud of those boys for getting back together.
Yes. Have you ever met Duff?
Right.
Have you ever crossed paths with Duff McKagan? Isn't he not the greatest human being?
He is the sweetest human being. One of my favorite moments with Duff. So I got to play and sing with the Hollywood Vampires when he was still, honorary member, and doing his thing. We were playing in Rio, and it was. I know Johnny Depp has a lot of drama going on right now, but also a sweet man. But Johnny and a couple of the other guys were arguing over whether they're going to modulate to A or E for the solo, and I turned to Duff at this point because I'm just standing there with my guitar during rehearsals, and I'm like, do you know what's happening? He's like, oh, this happens all the time. Just watch me. I'm like, okay, Duff, you're a rock. It's awesome. So I'm like, oh, man, but yeah, dude, what a solid man. And really all those guys, you know, Slash has always been amazing to me. And it's just great to see such a legendary band, literally clean up the spilled milk and be like, all right, guys, we're doing this again. I just love that so much because it means that there's hope for so many other bands. I'm like, guys, if Guns N' Roses can bury the hatchet and get out and do it, anybody can. Just stop, you know.
Side note, that pin, I bought the new GNR pinball machine.
Oh, of course he did.
It's so good. It's so good, Hale. Lizzie, I'm telling you, it's so good. It's so good. But here's the one I've decided, you guys, you need to grab the Godzilla one. Tell Joe the new Stern Godzilla pinball machine.
Ooh.
It's really effing good, too. I mean, like, if I was going to try to come up with some money to buy another one, it would be that.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to knock on your door. I'm coming over.
Come over.
I've got to test run these.
Yeah, for real. Like, I literally flew down to Texas for a pinball festival.
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah, super weird. Super weird.
You know, the obsession has gotten real, Johnny. I'm as your friend.
No. People don't even know. Like, I'll bug them three times a year. Like, hey, did you guys get your pinball machine yet? Did you find your pinball machine yet? Like, I'm trying to drag them into the cult.
We're gonna. It's one of those things. It's gotten to the point that it used to be with guitars, because now I have a couple new guitars that I don't need, and or I do need but I don't need, and where it's like we've come close. We're like, all right, it's just on the cusp. We're right there on the crest of the wave with you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's gonna be good. I can't
wait.
And
you're not helping the addiction. You're not helping at all.
You know what? You do what I do. You tell yourself that they hold their value and that it's gonna be great. It might even possibly make you money. That's how I sell it.
I like that.
Dude, I can't wait for July. July is going to be fantastic. You guys, Pretty Reckless. It's happening July 10th, Starlight Amphitheater, which is where you played with Alice. And it's just a beautiful, cool place, man. Especially on a perfect day, like it's a magnificent rock and roll show.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Taylor and I have already been obsessing over this tour. It's been a second. Her and I were. We're lockdown happy hour buddies for a second.
Nice.
Zoom. And we've been talking about doing this, okay, well, if this ever opens up, we got to do it again. And so we're going to be doing it. And tickets are already selling. We keep getting these numbers in. So, if anybody's hesitating, I would do it now because it's going to be just a crazy tour. It's going to be absolutely so much fun.
What about the reviews on the new record, by the way? Which I don't care for reviews because, what David Lee Roth said, critics like Elvis Costello because critics look like Elvis Costello.
No, the reviews have been really great, man. There's been a lot coming in, even from overseas. We're getting numbers every single day and articles and all of that. And I'm so happy that it's been so incredibly well received. And I mean, regardless of, you know, the music critics and all of that, you know, just the fans have been amazing. There are already so many people that have so many songs tattooed on them. I'm getting like, requests come in over Twitter, like, can you handwrite this? Can you do this? And it's like, man, the album hasn't even been out like a week and a half, and everyone's already getting tattoos on them from all these new songs. It's such a beautiful feeling, man. We've been working on this for so long, and then yeah, you get it done, and you have to wait for it to come out because of everything going on and all the back orders and all of that. And we keep going into every single record store, you know, in every stop, and there have been. The majority have been sold out, and we were asked, like, hey, do you have the Hazard? It's like, oh, yeah, dude, we had it in yesterday, and they're all gone. I'm like, awesome.
Well, and you know what, guys?
It's really good.
I want the other people listening to hear this. If you don't know that the thing that happens all the time, you guys will go to a record store, and you'll be around town, and you'll hide guitar picks and mementos for fans around your records. So go to record stores when Hailstorm's around. Like, make sure you take a good look, buy the album, and take a good look everywhere in that store.
Yeah. Usually we'll put around some hints and everything, but usually if we go in and we find, especially with vinyl, because that's easy to quote unquote break into with a guitar pick.
Right.
We'll end up just kind of gifting, you know, a bunch of guitar picks inside the vinyl and all of that. So yeah, if you're around and at your local record store and you know when we're in town, we like doing that stuff. You know,
that's great.
Finders keepers, go get them.
Listen, have a great time this weekend. Have a great time in Columbus. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm proud for you on all you guys. I mean, RJ's drums sound just goddamn bombastic. And, you know, and I mean, dude, Josh, like the bass is just hammer dropping on some of those openings. You're like, good night. Whoever produced it, like really dug deep on that.
Oh, yeah, dude. With Nick Rasmus, he literally... I mean, he brought out the absolute best in us, and, you know, he knows how to make sure RJ's on 11. Same thing with Josh. We have the best rhythm section right now. I mean, like, I know I'm a little biased because they're in my band, and I've known these guys, you know, my entire life, but, man, everybody just stepped it up. Just stepped it up, and we've been doing these live shows. It just feels so good to, like, actually feel all of that in a live way, so... Yeah, we're having a great time, Donnie, and man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you and your entire team and, you know, everybody that surrounds you right now. We just love you guys so much.
I love you back, and tell everyone we said hey, we'll see you in July on the 10th, and again, congratulations on Back from the Dead. You are indeed back from the dead.
Thank you, Donnie, so much. Love you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.